Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed about, it sends out a light might see. And the light that shines in the darkness now will safely lead us home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, this ship would be no more. Everybody that lives around us, they say tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing around. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light. Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rock of sin, He has shown the light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? He has shown the light all around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be?
Amen. Are you ready for the word? Let's rise to our feet. Let's remain standing and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that the lighthouse shine for us tonight, that we will see the rocks and the danger parts, that we will avoid the crash. May your word be a lighthouse to us tonight. Lead us and guide us, O Lord. So many routes we can take, but oh, that we find that which is your will for our lives. Save us from destruction. Save us, O God, from delusions and deceptions of Satan, that we will reach the other side. May the glory and the honor go to you tonight. You are so worthy of praise, adoration, and our worship. We thank you for everything. Be with us, Holy Spirit. Teach us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk about something that I preached some years ago at the Bella Ministers Forum. I want to talk again about it. It's a subject I feel is important in the church today. It's called the double life. Or let me rather say the danger of the double life. Amen. The danger of the double life. Do you know what's an agent? A secret agent. Do you watch James Bond? You should. Watch all the spy movies. There's certain important movies you must watch. Westerns and James Bond and Rambo. Okay? You learn lessons. And then Shrek. Shrek teaches you about the woman. By day she's one way. By night she's another. Many movies are like plays. It's a play. It's an act. So you they teach, they want to teach you some, show you some things, you learn some things. Now you get what you call an agent, which is 007, but you also get the double agent. Do you know what's a double agent? Say you, James Bond works for the British Secret Service, and he has a license. He's licensed to kill. You see? But now say he has another agent with him, 008. They have code names, you see. So when Moneypenny or Madam M sends him out, he says like the two agents are working to fight the Russians. But the 008 is a double agent. They think he's an agent for the British Secret Service, but actually he's an agent for the Russians. And you can never know. I watched a movie the other day and I told my wife, you fell asleep and I watched a great movie. I seldom watch movies because my wife is always watching her own stuff, which is How to Kill Husbands. Now it's that ID, that's investigation, because she's a detective. So in many of that movies, either the man kills the woman or the woman kills the man. So she's always telling me, watch this. I said, no, I don't want to. I must just watch out for you. But then one day we watched a very, she fell asleep and I said, I'm just going to watch a movie. And this movie came on called Allied. It was a good movie of a double agent, a woman. And I tell you, agents, it's unbelievable what they can do. to hide themselves. They will marry you, have children with you. You will never know. It's an agent sending information to the country, what's happening in this country. And that's a good movie. What's it called? Allied. A-L-L-I-E-D. Who's the actor? Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. He's very handsome. He looks like me, Brad Pitt. Don't miss a nice movie. No dirty parts, nothing. No swear words, nothing. Very good. But it's a double agent. I shouldn't tell you this story, otherwise it's going to spoil it for you, you see. My wife is also going to watch it soon when she can stay awake for more than 30 minutes. But there I saw the danger of the double agent. And there are double agents in the church. Let's talk about it. Maybe I must give my titles more intriguing names. The double agent. Gosh, I could change the title at the back there. 008, the double agent. I think when somebody sees the cover, you want to listen to what I'm saying. Matthew 23, verse 27. Who's visiting here? Who's not a breakthrough member yet? You're all breakthrough. Are you visiting? From where are you? Answer me, somebody that brought her quickly. No, don't let her stand. Just tell me her name. No, not her name, but who brought her? Oh, from Ravensmead. Okay, good. You're welcome. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Matthew 23, 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. For you are like unto white sepulchres, which appear beautiful on the outside, but are within full of dead men's bones and full of uncleanness. Can we look at NLT? What sorrow awaits you, teachers of religious law, and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones and all sorts of impurities. What a ugly description of these teachers of the law. Jesus was rebuking them and telling them, you are double agents. You only look nice on the outside, but on the inside you somebody else. Are you listening? And another word for this is duality. Double life is also practiced by Christians who receive Christ but do not change completely. I repeat this. The double agent is a Christian who says he is born again, gave his heart to Jesus, but did not change. Can I ask one thing again? All cell phones to be put away, please. Switch it off, because I'm sorry if you're typing on it, but it's a problem. Somebody took a picture. Was it of our church? Of a whole row of people sitting on their cell phones while I'm preaching. I can't see from here because you're hiding your phone. You're also a double agent. I don't know what information you're sending to Mars about what I'm preaching here, or to the Sawn newspaper or The Voice. But when we find you, we will come for you. We will find you. And we will kill you. Remember, I am licensed to kill. In every man, there's a desire to be a superhero. Do you know that? And it doesn't die, really. Some is just stronger than others. In me, it's very strong. I really think I can save many people. My wife is always calming me down. I hate injustice and people who rob people. I don't like it. And people who hurt people who can't help themselves. I don't like it. So if I can help, I'll help. I just don't know if I can kick as high as I used to kick, because my hamstrings is getting older every day. any rate, I'm talking about the double life, all right? This is very serious. It is something that I discover among the breakthrough young people, and I want to help them because I love them. Amen? And I want them to kill the double life and choose where they want to belong to. But it could apply to any of you sitting right here today. People that receive Jesus, but they have not changed completely. So you understand? Because alles bekeer, but they have not allowed that conversion to affect every aspect of their lives. In ander woorde, sy is bekeer net in sekere areas, maar sy is nog nie heeltemal bekeer in alle areas van jou lewe nie. You are born again, but there are certain aspects of your life that doesn't look like you're born again. Are you here? That is why when Bishop Kloofjo mentioned that thing, it still sticks with me. He says the best way to describe Bishop Dag, he said, is that he's a Christian. And then I became very sad because what the description of a Christian, then what does that say of us? What are we? Do you understand? So you say, like, if people say bad things about someone, then Bishop will say, no, maybe he didn't understand it. Like, he will never criticize anybody. You see, he will never talk behind your back. He will never do this, never. I'm not even talking about the sinful deeds that we do. Fornication, drinking, smoking, gossiping, swearing. No. I'm just talking about these small things. Because, you know, saying bad things about, no. Let's not do that. Let's do what the Bible wants us to do. Amen. And if you are obedient to God's word, you will see drastic and super fast results in your life. The delay of the progression in your life is often your disobedience. Are you listening? Obedience is the secret to take you very far. It is what made Abram so wonderfully great. He obeyed God. He obeyed God. The whole duty of man is to obey God. This is what it was said of Job. You know. Was it? No, Ecclesiastes. Sorry. Solomon wrote it. He said, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Here, hoe lyk die aarde? Alles is deur mekaar. Then in the end he said, now I understand that the full duty of man is to just obey God. Just obey God. Hallelujah. Just obey God. It's the full duty of man. Somewhere in Ecclesiastes 12 or the end or somewhere like that. All right? Now, if you have a double standard, then you are living this life of a double life. You have two personalities or two natures in one body. In other words, in public, you are somebody else. Like when the people see you, you are somebody else. And in private, you are somebody else. And this often happens when you are not ready to sacrifice your life for Jesus Christ. That's why that song we sing. Have I told you the last time not to be typing? Did anybody hear me say you mustn't type? Did somebody hear me say that? So half of your salary should be taken off from you because I had to do my work twice. Is that what Pastor Clint taught us? When your boss has to give you an instruction twice, half of your salary must be taken away from you because now he has to work harder. Even if he told you the first time, do something and you didn't do it. Now he must think again to tell you again. Does it make sense? Come on. After. There's a song we sing called I Surrender All. It's one of the songs people sing, the false, very false. Because it's a very high pitch, you see. So if the key is not right, then you won't be able to do it right. Now, I surrender always got nothing to do with being born again. It's the song after you are born again. Because there's some parts of your life that's not yet surrendered. Are you with me? And the key of that song is the all. I surrender all. Can we become true Christians that gives up all? Die to self. Or is there a part of you that nobody in this church knows about? Or maybe only your best friend knows you were double engine. The others here think that you are very religious, pious, whitewashed, sepulcher. But inside, you are dead bones. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, this is a song. To Him I freely, and then I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. No. Now that bishop said, some songs I don't want you to sing because we are lying. All to Him I freely give. He says, no. These songs that how much you love God and the presence of God and surrendering your whole life is not true. You are a double agent. You must rather sing this in your private life, in your quiet time, you see, when nobody sees you. You see, it must be a prayer. That's why I told Virgil to sing that song, that I forgive song. You see? The secret sins I confess. This is the reality of duality. There's two means and in. Oh, oh. Wacht staan, zuntuman. Oh, oh, oh. Ik wil gaan. Say, oh, mass. Met de Z. Double life happens if you're not ready to sacrifice your life and live for Jesus Christ. Double life is the spirit of hypocrisy, the spirit of lies, and the spirit of self-deception. Self-deception. Jy het jouself belieg. Jy lieg so baie, jy glo jouself. Jy dink jy is heilig, maar jy weet, daar's nog 'n paar dinge nie lekker nie. It's a dangerous thing. The double standard. It's something that we must get out of our lives. One of the greatest forms of deception is self-deception. When you are a fool and you don't know you are a fool, you are worse than a fool who knows that he's a fool. Rather have a sinner who says, Here ek het die Here nodig, than a Christian who says, Ek het die Here. Maar as ons jou kry by 'n spot, a wonder ons, wat soek jy dan hier? Jy dan nie bekeer nie? Jou vriend en vriend. Is die snaakste mense. Your best friend offerend is die bekeer. Maar jy is aan so'n geselfde van God. Is jy nie een double agent? Ons wonder. Die span met wie jy move by die school. Hulle is aan die bekeer. Hulle is die ouwens, die braas. Jy is so daar met die braas. Maar jy is aan het. Nou is ons confused. Ons weet nou nie. We don't know where you fit now. We're not sure where you fit anymore. Are you out of your mind? This hypocrisy is an evil in the eyes of God. Who you are here, you must be away from the people. Laat staan jou dinge, laat staan. Amari, devils, they find a habitation because they are dead bones. Devils come with their deadness and dryness. I want to preach, I want to teach, but I don't know, my time. But when we know what your problem is, we can help you. But if you don't say you have a problem, we are trying to find it. But you know, you work for a certain agency. You can tell us and we can help you to come over to this side. But you are keeping it what? A secret. You are keeping it a secret. And you can never reach the heights with God. Although we are shocked the way we can see you here. But that thing will keep you back. Your double life. Tonight the Lord wants you to let go of the one life. And just have one life. Then you will no more be a double agent. You will just be an agent. And an agent of God. Hallelujah. 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 When a person knows what his problem is, much of the work is already done. Hallelujah. Now, Samson was a person that was like this. He was a great Christian. And somewhere in his life, he had the desire for many women. Are you listening? He was separated unto God. Because when he was a young man, before his birth, the Lord told his mother that Samson would be a Nazarite. Are you listening? You must never cut his hair. He must not drink wine. And many other things that he should not touch a dead body. Because he is a special agent of God. Samson, the judge in the book of Judges, the one who put strong man who killed 1,000 Philistines. Have you heard of Samson? Samson had a problem. Samson was a double agent. In the one life, he was a mighty anointed man of God. But he had a weakness. He liked many women. Not just that he liked, he went to sleep with many women. He fornicated with many women. Are you quiet because this message is affecting you or why? Listen. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. Come out from amongst them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. There's something you are doing, Christian, that you're not supposed to be doing. I don't know it because you are an agent, a double agent. You know it. I'm not there when I don't see you. I'm not the Holy Spirit. You know what you are doing. Are you listening? And Jesus, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17, Paul is quoting the Old Testament. He says, and if you come out from amongst them and be separate, I will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So, don't think it's the end of your life, because the Lord is allowing me to preach this message as a rescue message for you. Because Samson had the same problem that you have. He had a side of him that was very holy. He came to church like you come on a Sunday. He even had a t-shirt that says, my life was changed when I joined Breakthrough Church. When you walk down the street, the hair was a sign. Die is a heilige man van God. Only the Nazarites were told never to cut the hair. You're walking down the street with your bag and your Bible. Could be like Samson walking down the street. Daar gaan die sister kerk toe. Separated unto God. But the other side of the life, he was unequally yoked. Do you know what unequally yoked means? If you have a relationship with an unbeliever, your boyfriend or your girlfriend is an unbeliever, that means you are unequally yoked. And the Bible says we must not be unequally yoked. Now there are many men, many pastors who have different views and say, look, the boy can change this. Let's just be obedient unto God. I'm saying that obedience is the key to greatness. Amen. So if the Bible says not to be unequally yoked, moet jy nie nou gaan stree en die skrif wil verander nie. Samson was separated, yet yoked. To be yoked, separated means to cut off. You're cut off. You're cut off from the world. But now the dual life, the double life, the agent, the double agent life is I'm there, but I'm also here. And he loved prostitutes. Ladies, you won't believe how many men drive around looking for prostitutes in the night. And they are not all unbelievers. Some of them are believers. One day a brother told me how he followed another brother, because the brother never had a girlfriend and he was worried about him. The brother was already in the 30s. And they wondered why this brother is very strange. And they said, always he drives, he lives in that direction, but he's always driving in this direction. So they followed, the brother said, I followed him one night. And to my surprise, he went to Voortrekker Road, Perel. So we thought he was going for Kentucky in the drive-thru, but he was going for other Kentucky. And he stopped next to prostitutes. Started asking them questions. If you look, if you stop next to a prostitute, he said that the lady didn't get in the car, and then he went around the corner. And he said when he came to follow him, the car was gone. Double agents can move fast, so you never catch them. Like this one lady who was smoking a cigarette. She was a Christian. And when she saw that I saw her, the cigarette disappeared. I don't know how, I don't know where. I don't know if she swallowed it. I don't know what happened. But I just saw smoke coming out of her ear. The double life. This is a serious message. It's a serious message. You must stop living the double life in the name of Jesus. Our young people on stage. You want to be on stage, but you are a double agent. At school, Mense weet dit, sy is hier by so kwaai kekie. Separated, but still unequally yoked. He must be a Nazarite from his birth. He's not supposed to live like other people. He's supposed to be unique. But he wanted this other woman in Judges 14 verse 2. He wanted worldly pleasure. Many young people can't say no to worldly pleasure. They want it so bad. Spiritual but carnal. The first double agent is separated and separated yet unequally yoked. The other one is spiritual but also carnal. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Samson was a spiritual man, but he was also carnal. He gave the impression that he was very spiritual. Do you know some people can give an impression that they are spiritual? But then they are not. I was teaching in the Bible school this afternoon, and I said how shocked I am at some Christians and the way they behave. Normally when there's a crisis and I'm called in, then the husband tells his part and the wife tells her part. And then I hear how the fight went on, and I'm so shocked. No, not anymore, but I mean, I used to be shocked when I was a young pastor. Because then I didn't know that you can have such a dual life, a double life. I mean, if your swear words are of the upper ranks in Afrikaans, you can't say it when you're angry. Do you understand? You can get as angry as you can, but if you're not used to a word, it won't easily flow from your mouth. And don't think swear words is a small thing. Benny in one day said, the surest sign of your backsliding is the swear words from your mouth. I'll never forget it. It's a sign of you getting cold. You're drifting away from God. The swear words from your mouth. You see, it is in your vocabulary, it's in your nature. The nature must change. You can get angry without using the swear words. And when I'm talking about swear words, you know, Afrikaans is a very ugly language when it comes to swear words. I think it's the number one in the world for swear words. It's so disgusting. It's not even nice to preach about it. But how can I leave you if it's your problem? What type of father can I be if I don't help you? You people from foreign countries, you must thank God you don't know Afrikaans. Swear words. You must thank God. It's ugly. It is not fitting for a Christian to use such words. Are you listening? Say no parkeer. Say me nou na die kant toe kom. Say kan nie een voet hier, een voet daar. Bovire of sivire. Your fruits must show a child of God. You know what I'm talking about? You can't still have another woman and be jawling on the side. You can't. You can't have three girlfriends. You're just a young Casanova, young boy. You have this girl, you have that girl, you have that girl. And you have false names for everyone. For the one you call Billy, for the other one you Sam, for the other one. Yeah. I know about you. And the poor girls believe you. The poor girls fall in love with you. One day I met a girl. I don't know how I met her. And then we spoke. Then she asked me about a brother. Then she came to know that I was at a certain church. And she said, I know my beloved is in. No, she said, my beloved is in that church. And I said, what's his name? Because I know the church. She says, and she mentioned the beloved. And I said, okay. And she said, when do you see him? She said, no, I don't see him because he's traveling. He's in London now. And I thought, I know this guy. He doesn't even have an ID. How did he fly to London? Yeah. And she said, he's busy, but when he comes, we're going to spend time together. And then I met him some weeks later. And I said, hey, I met this girl. Do you know this girl? And he said, yes. And she said, you've been to London. When have you been to London? And he said, oh, you know, Pastor, I had to. Skid a card, you know, skid a card. I do pets that one. The girl was impressed because he's in London and after that he's going to Copenhagen and from there he's going to Amsterdam and he'll only be back next week. I see it in Leivas, I see and in Leivas. I think when Bishop Dax said that thing, he said, if you can give your word to a girlfriend to say, I'll marry you, you stay true to that word. They have no mind that you're going to be there, lie to this one, lie to that one. It's a terrible life. Are you with me? Double life is a life of lies and self-deception. Lies, must be lies. It's a pity not everybody's here. I think this is a good message for the whole church. A lot of our men are caught in this trap. I'm coming to the ladies now. Carnality. You give the impression you are spiritual. The Spirit of the God of the Lord was upon him. In Judges 13:25, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. So it's one, he had anointing. He even led Israel for 20 years, but he had a woman problem. He was a playboy, although he had the Spirit of God. You can be both mighty and weak. This is the third type of double life. You can be both mighty and weak. If your pastor knows you are weak, he can pray for you. But if you pretend to be mighty, how can he know that you need help? If you are weak but present yourself as strong, you are preventing your own deliverance. You are covering up what needs help. When you appear strong, even though you are weak, nobody can help you. When we know somebody's weak, we run to help that one. But when we're not, we think you're strong. You are actually very weak. Samson was very strong in his ministry, but in his private life, he was very weak. How many of you are strong in your ministries here? But at home, in your private life, you are very weak. Then number four, and I'll close with this, maybe just five. You are both nasty and you are nice. And I'm coming to the woman now. You have a double life. In church, you are nice. To your pastor, you are nice.
But to your husband, you are nasty. You are smiling here, but at home, you look like oh. No, you are morbid. Your face puts your husband off. Nasty, but nice. It's a double life. Pastor, the way you serve me with tea is almost supernatural. I wish if there is one lady that can catch me, my teaching before I die, and practice it, and show to the others it's true what I'm saying. You mustn't have a due life. Then be like that with me also. Say for me, hey, God, make your own team. Yeah. Because what you have for me is respect and honor. You see? You don't give it to your husband. Why not? Something wrong with you. You have a double life. If you can't call your husband Lord, don't marry him. Is Archbishop Duncan Williams said this. His wife left him. Mike Murdoch's wife also left. It's hard. It's tough. It's tough to be married, isn't it? Is it tough to be married? But all right, the secret is, don't be two people. We are here, you must be there, okay? Because you see now, when I come for counseling, all I remember is how you are here. See, my brother, sit and so a leaflet froke. Oh, God, Pastor, say it nog niks. Oh, God. I was say dink, yeah. You see now, then I'm shocked. What? I was talking to the Bible school and I said, I've counseled many couples and they would say, Pastor, uit my so getreed, uit my so getreed, uit my so getreed. Dan al wat die man vir my, ek praat nie by en die man staan net so. Hy sê die man is waar. Is waar wat sy sê. Maar sê gou vir pastor, hoe sy my gevloek, sê vir hom wat die woorde sy my gesê. Klaar. Nie sê vir pastor die woorde soos hy vir my gesê het. Jou maas die, jou maas die. Sê vir pastor die woord. Pastor, ek was kwaad. Toen ek hom so maar gesê, van so en so, pastor, ek was kwaad. Sister, praat jy so? The double agent. 008. The double agent. Nasty and nice. Nice with who? With other people. Nasty with your own people. The other day I won a prize in my house by my own family for the nicest coffee maker. Me. I was surprised. They had a private meeting and I came into the room and they said it's true. And they said it's true. They were arguing. They said, nobody makes coffee, not the taste of the coffee, the way I come with the coffee. They can testify. This was a meeting, said, Daddy makes coffee with joy. You ask him for coffee, he's never, yarra, yes, Anikita, yarra. My mind says, if I'm making a cup of coffee, it doesn't take effort to make four cups. It's almost the same effort to make one cup because the water is boiling. You throw one spoon, throw four spoons, It's how I think. So I said, you want coffee there? They live upstairs. You want coffee? Anybody got coffee? And I said, no problem. And then I take it up and I say, coffee coming? At home. My children told, they had a discussion, and the mother was arguing because she wanted to win the prize, and they said, no. You are always complaining when you must make the coffee. See, the way daddy makes it. Not the taste. I mean, I don't always get the mixture right. But the way I'm serving. I don't want to be someone here. And I don't swear them. They can tell you. It's not. I can't be a double agent. I work for one organization. It's the kingdom of heaven. Not that I'm perfect. Not that I'm perfect. I have my faults. Too few to mention. Some regrets in my life. Too few to mention. Sally means a skrik. As ons vir jou op reality TV moet sit. En 'n kamera volg jou oral waar jy gaan. Wat sal ons sê van jou? Net dit tot aan die badkamer nie asseblief. Is it impossible to be nice to your own family? Ask yourself the question. Is it impossible that you can be only nice here, but to others you are different? There's no humility and gentleness. Mature but childish. I don't have time. You mature but you childish. You're loyal but you also slanderous. You are worshipping with your mouth but you rebel in your heart. You have the two tone of goodness and badness. You are a man pleaser, but you're also a God pleaser. That's a dual life. At school, you please the boys. At church, you want to please God. Paul said, if I please men, I cannot please Christ. I want to close with this. The man pleaser and the God pleaser. Sometimes in your life, you're going to have to disappoint your family to follow Christ. Your family will say this is the way, but the word of God is the way you must follow. And to serve God with all your heart, that's the way you must go. Even if your Oma says you mustn't go to that church, you say, no, I want to please God. Amen. Maybe your parents are disappointed in you, you left the specific church, or you're going to church too much, you must rather please God than to please men. If your parents want you to marry an unbeliever because he has got money, you will have to go against their desire, because the Bible commands us not to marry unbelievers. Maybe your family won't be happy, but God will be happy with you. Ask yourself, am I pleasing men or am I pleasing God? That's enough. The double agent. Ask your neighbor. How did Pastor know you're coming to church tonight? Look, I also pray for this. I pray against it all the time. that I am. I don't want to be somebody different when you don't see me. I love that. You see, Bishop Derek, he's got a beautiful sermon, and he actually, if you're not aware of it, he preached it right here at GTW. One of the best sermons you'll ever hear him preach. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart. The heart is the spirit. With all your mind, the mind is the soul life. Your strength is your body. You see, body, soul, and spirit. Many Christians, they have a form of godliness, but they don't love God. Can you be alone in your room, put on a worship CD, and sing to the Lord? Like with an instruments now, those that can play. That's why I want you to learn instruments. I'm struggling with this thing, but somehow I'm not getting it right. You can take your guitar, like I that can play a few chords, and I can sing to the Lord a song. Nobody is there. You're not there. I'm not trying to impress you. In actual fact, I play more guitar when I'm alone than when I'm with you. Because I'm not there to impress you. I'm playing to the Lord. I'm playing to the Lord. Do you see? Not that when I come here, Novo Lakeview Vase. Near, man. I should be more holy when I'm alone than when I'm here. When you maak me kwaad, so ek kan 'n bietjie hier uitrafel as jy met my. Maar daar alleen, God maak my musiek kwaad. Hallelujah. Do you understand my message tonight? You must not live a double life. So when you go to school, you mustn't have an unbeliever boy that you walk with in the break, or a group of girls that swear, Masa di, masa di, that fight, that form gangs. No, no, no. No, no. Be separate. Be separate. Be a Christian. Surrender all. Surrender all. It's a sacrificial life. Come out from amongst them and be separate, said the Lord. Don't have to look like the world. You don't have to taste like the world. Don't have to act like the world. Come out. Come out. Come out. And be real and genuine with Jesus. Only one agent is for the kingdom, not a double agent. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Gently. Virgil, forgive the sins I confess to thee. Bow your heads and close your eyes. And I'm going to pray for some of you. I know that I'm preaching this message to many of us. That we don't want to be double aged. We want to be one person. We don't want to be bipolar, split personalities. Split personalities. When we find you in the street, we won't even know it is you. The way you speak, the way you fight. Forgive the sins I confess to thee. Come, let me pray for you. Come out of your seat and come stand right here. If you want prayer. We don't have to know what is your double standard. It's between you and the Lord. If I have wounded any soul today.
If I caused one's foot to go astray.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I Thank you, Jesus. Have walked in my own willful way.
Please, Lord.
Dear
Forgive. as Virgil sings it, you also pray it. Ask the Lord to wash you and cleanse you from the double life. You want to just live one life. You will sacrifice your life. You will sacrifice the other life to live this one life. Sacrifice the other life to live just one life. It's our prayer, Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O Lord. Wash us with the blood. Wash us with the blood. Take away the problem of Samson, the problem of the dual life. Take away the problem of the dual life.